this was a piece that he wrote when he was 13. At some point, perhaps the classical music community would not have considered it a serious, quotation and serious, work to be performed. It was just considered a work that he used as a rough draft for some of his other more serious works that became part of the canon. And so I went into that perhaps with a little bit of a bias, a little bit of a prejudice, thinking, well, this is, you know, he wrote this when he was 13, and was absolutely amazed once I was confronted with the score and the part to see that, sure, from a compositional perspective, maybe there were things that you could criticize, but from a performer's perspective, and certainly from an interpreter's perspective, there was so much versatility here. I could play this phrase. It led me to certain questions such as, how much space is there for an interpreter to interpret a specific passage? And I never had to grapple with that before, which may or may not sound surprising, but for instance, in the E minor concerto, because perhaps it is so well known, perhaps because it is so critical in a young violinist's development, because we tend to learn a very specific set of concerti before we feel we are a true violinist, there is a familiarity that may hamper interpretive originality. And that's something that I did not, certainly when I say it, I think it's very easy to recognize, but it's not something that I had really felt until I dealt with the second concerto. And seeing that there wasn't that almost burden of tradition hanging over it. It was not well known. There were only a handful of recordings. I think a lot of violinists are interested in it now. And Yehudi Menuhin has an edited edition, and then there's the urtext. But it's still kind of a piece that I think either is not well known, or it's still in the stages of being incorporated into a violinist's developmental curriculum, or into the concert halls, into the more established concert halls. And so there is an incredible excitement for me in knowing that it's in that particular place in its development, that it's not so well set in the canon. And sure, from a technical perspective, it is not as versatile, I suppose, as the E minor concerto, but I did not realize how it then is balanced by the interpretive challenges that come. I think some people might say, well, the interpretive challenges are a mark of the fact that the score is very, still kind of in its formative stages. The composer, Mendelssohn, is not at a place where he is that dictatorial about exactly what he wants. And so he kind of gives that responsibility to you, whether he is aware of it or not. Probably at 13, maybe he wasn't, but who knows. Certainly, we've all experienced certain composers or certain creators who are very, very specific about what it is they want when they hand their work off to an interpreter or a translator or somebody else in the process of a collaboration. And then there are some people who sort of say, I trust your judgments, and once my part of the work is created, I kind of feel like it should take any shape or form that it does, whether it means a reader would choose to interpret a passage the way he or she wants after the words are written, or if a translator were to translate this into another language, there's going to be a lot of restrictions and liberties there that in some ways are going to be choices and judgments of the translator, but also in some ways, because of the constrictions of language, there may be no choices there. Certain vocabulary words may not exist in another language, et cetera. So having that versatility as an interpreter is extremely exciting and something that I did not anticipate.